Three students at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. were sifting through volumes of court records in the Jamie Snow murder case. The class has a track record of getting convicted felons released. The students are searching for clues that support Snow's exoneration of murder charges in the 1991 armed robbery that killed a Bloomington gas station attendant. More from WGLT student reporter Jack Polesnik.
The undergraduate course is informally known as Making an Exoneree. Students will produce a documentary in May when students wrap up their review of the case. Mark Howard and Marty Tankleff teach the class. They are childhood friends who worked together to prove Tankleff's innocence of murder charges. After serving 17 years, Tankleff was released and became a New York defense lawyer. He's now a visiting professor at Georgetown. Howard is director of the Prisons and Justice Initiative and a professor of government and law at the school. The Prisons and Justice Initiative selects five cases each year for review. Teams of three students rank the cases according to which they would like to investigate. Seniors Madison Langan, Jackson Edwards, and Isabel Chu looked over the details of the Jamie Snow case and were convinced the Bloomington defendant was innocent of the murder charges that sent him to prison for life. Here's Madison Langan.
With Jamie's case, I thought it was ridiculous just how much evidence there was towards his innocence and how little evidence there was for him to be in prison for the rest of his life.
For Isabel Chu, the weeks of sorting and reading hundreds of pages of records confirmed her first impression that Snow was wrongfully convicted.
What we're interested in isn't just looking at evidence that fits into what we believe, but into finding the truth. And after looking into all the materials in Jamie's case, we think the truth is that he's innocent.
Yeah.
And that's why we're so passionate about working on his case.
Langan's familiarity with the court system comes from experience as a foster child in Oregon and her advocacy as a teen for legislation to improve the child welfare system.
In college, I have done a lot of different research for professors, so I'm very familiar with the reading hundreds of pages to get it down to a couple. And it was a learning process, though, for sure, because law is very complicated.
Students in the Making an Exoneree class have reviewed 25 cases since 2018. Five of those defendants have been exonerated or released. The most recent exoneree, Kenneth Bond, was freed in February after serving 27 years for a murder he has denied he committed when he was 16. Howard was part of the legal team that secured Bond's release. The three members of Jamie Snow's legal team will visit Snow soon at Stateville Correctional Center near Joliet. Isabel Chu says the in-person visit follows phone calls the students have exchanged with Snow.
The main thing we want to get out of visiting him in Stateville is that he's able to talk about his own story in his own words on his own terms.
Professors Mark Howard and Marty Tankleff urge students to draw their own conclusions after looking over the materials in the case. Students are cautioned to avoid the rush to judgment common in many wrongful conviction cases. In Snow's case, his defense team with the Exoneration Project in Chicago made legal arguments that resonated with the Georgetown students. Here's Isabel Chu.
And I guess what stood out to me about Jamie's case was the fact that, like, there was this seemingly very clear-cut instance of eyewitness misidentification of ineffective assistance of counsel.
Making an Exoneree will not have access to 8,000 pages of materials released last year by the state and still under review by Snow's lawyers. The police reports and hundreds of recordings investigators have made are part of Snow's petition to secure a new trial. They are based on major flaws alleged by his lawyers and how police and Snow's trial lawyers handled his case. In an email to WGLT, Snow said news that the program had selected his case for the investigative project helped pull him from the depths of a deep depression. Snow says the system of justice in this country is broken. The Georgetown students say the idea that people are serving time for crimes they did not commit is a concept many people do not consider, themselves included, until they delved into the decades-old cases. Again, Isabel Chu.
I think that they happen a lot more frequently than you'd think, and I think it is hard to admit that the state or like a system that you have a lot of trust in or you should have a lot of trust in does make mistakes.
Chu says sometimes court justice does not align with actual justice. With reporting from Edith Brady Lunny, I'm Jack Polesnik.
As part of their coursework, Georgetown students hear from guest speakers from the media, law enforcement, and advocates for the release of wrongly convicted individuals. One guest speaker, Podcaster and music industry executive Jason Flom told students he's planning a trip to Illinois next month to meet with Governor J.B. Pritzker to lobby for clemency for several inmates who have challenged their convictions, including Jamie Snow.